Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website up there is weather.utexas.edu. It's Monday. It's the 7th day of November 2022. Here's what I'm thinking over the next 7 days for Austin and South Central Texas. You know, in the wake of the cold front and the stormy weather on Friday night, the cooler air moved in, but folks, it did not last long. In response to a developing low pressure area over the western U.S., southerly winds picked up real quickly. By Saturday night and Sunday, we got our low clouds back in, moisture from the Gulf, and that continues on this Monday with scattered showers across the area. Have seen them all morning long, moving from the, it's kind of south-southeast to north-northwest across the area. No thunderstorms really yet that I've seen this morning, but nevertheless, there is that possibility as the day goes along. I think most of that will end in the afternoon, and I expect clouds to break a little bit, and we'll see temperatures warm up. By the way, we're going to be seeing temperatures over the coming days, over the next 3 or 4 days, probably as much as 10 degrees above seasonal averages, so don't be surprised. The warm and humid weather is here for us, at least warmer than average for Austin and South Central Texas. So what is it reacting to? Why does that moisture come back so suddenly? There's a developing storm out over the Pacific, and that will move into the western U.S. in the coming days. And as it does so, that moisture is coming up ahead of it. But that's going to allow a strong upper air disturbance to move across the area and an accompanying strong cold front, the strongest so far this season, I think sometime either late Thursday night or Friday morning. I'm thinking about sunup, 6, 7 a.m. on Friday morning. As that front moves in, don't expect to see much sensible weather other than the wind shift and much cooler temperatures moving in. There could be a little bit of overrunning precipitation back in the cooler air by late Friday night, Saturday, just a few sprinkles around, only trace rainfall expected. But folks, we're going to go from the 80s this week. I think highs in the 50s by the weekend and lows down maybe in the upper 30s to lower 40s by the weekend. So a big change, and this one's going to hang around. All the guidance is suggesting highs in the 50s and 60s over the next 8 to 14-day period. The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center is saying much below normal temperatures in parts of the U.S. and below average for much of the lower 48 states over the 8 to 14-day period. So that gets us pretty close to Thanksgiving, at least with temperatures cooler than what they should be for this time of year. I do want to point out that at least I think late Saturday into Sunday next weekend that we'll get back to a little sun, but highs only around 60. What I am seeing in some of the guidance is just beyond that. That's beyond the 7-day forecast period that we may be setting up an overrunning pattern. Cool air at the surface, moisture back from the Gulf, maybe a better chance of rain. Nothing really heavy, but and besides that, it's beyond the 7-day forecast period anyway. But I think cooler, wetter weather perhaps by the time we get to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. So a little more than 7 days out for Austin and for South Central Texas. Well, friends, still having to kind of watch the tropics. Looks like a system, subtropical system, off the east coast of Florida, actually, as well out in the southwest North Atlantic. But it'll take a turn to the west and northwest toward that east coast of Florida over the coming days. Going to probably be a big rainmaker, and we'll just have to see how strong it gets as time goes along. For those folks, it will not have an effect on Texas. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 7th day of November 2022. I'll update my weather thoughts, audio weather thoughts, and my 7-day forecast on the website again on Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good Monday.